Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Now, as promised, we're very excited. We have a very special guest on the phone line. Joining us from France is Mona McSherry. Mona, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we know that you're rather busy because yourself and fellow Irish Olympian winner have been chosen to be the flag bearers at tonight's ceremony. So we know you're a little bit busy, Mona.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's such a great honor. And I found out yesterday and just was absolutely buzzing and got a little break, a little time in Germany with my grandparents, but excited to be back in Paris now and have some fun tonight.
Oh my God, it's so brilliant. And we were talking about top feel-good moments of the Olympics 2024 yesterday morning on the show. And Mona, your winning the medal was chosen by a lot of people as, I mean, it kicked it off for Team Ireland, but it was selected as a lot of people's favorite moments from the Olympics, which is so lovely.
Oh, that's so nice. I have had a lot of people tell me that, you know, the moment and then the interview afterwards, which I still haven't watched. I think if I watch it, I'll probably cry.
Yeah.
we're great. So, you know, it's awesome that, you know, so many people have been watching and supporting, and that's always really great to hear.
And Mona, do you feel it like, and I would ask the same of any of the Olympians, like, would you, even though you're not in Ireland, would you feel that force and that presence? Like, I mean, lots of Irish people are there, but the support so behind you in the country.
Oh yeah. I think even with the support that was actually in France, it was unbelievable. Like the amount of Irish flags and people that went to watch and just were even like outside, couldn't get tickets, but were there like watching in, you know, a restaurant or a bar that was near. Just unbelievable. And I think like my parents and my old coach from home who was here said, like, you don't even understand what's going on at home yet, Mona. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So it's got to be bigger than even I can imagine. But even at the last Olympics, I just remember there was so much support for sport and for me swimming. And I think it's so great to be a part of that and get to feel that.
And Mona, I mean, it wasn't a straightforward path to this victory. You did have a period of time where you know, were considering quitting altogether. And do you remember the moment where you decided, no, I want to go back to this? And even if a medal wasn't in your sights at that time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've had this like plan to 24 built out, like mapped out in my head for so long, and kind of like regimentally there, like almost set in stone. And so when I was really struggling, it was so hard to imagine not seeing that through. And there was definitely a time when I thought that, you know, for the better of myself and my mental health, it was probably going to be better to let go. But then I thought, okay, I'm going to give it one last shot because I'm stubborn. but, you know, made some changes to, you know, the way that I viewed practice and training and like started to enjoy the day-to-day stuff, which is, you know, 95% of what we do, even more. Like the race is such a small amount and being able to enjoy that again. And then just the icing on the cake, being able to compete in Paris and win a medal. And I'm so grateful that I was able to, you know, push through that and make the changes that I needed to enjoy the sport again.
You look like you were enjoying it for sure. So bronze medal, 100 meter breaststroke, making Ireland's first Olympic swimming medal in 28 years, Mona. 28 years!
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy, but I think it just shows you where swimming is going. You know, we had multiple medals in swimming, multiple semifinals, multiple finals by a lot of people, and three relays qualify, which is just amazing. So I think it just shows like the direction that swimming is heading in, and the group and the team that I was here with are just unbelievable, and we're so close, and it's great to be able to experience all this stuff together.
And Mona, are you able to put into words, I suppose, the moment that you did realize you got a medal, you won yourself a medal, and you won Ireland a medal?
Yeah, I think it was honestly shock. It didn't really soak in immediately. Like I remember seeing the three red dots on my block, because they do that now for first, second, and third. Gets 1, 2, 3 red dots. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't even turned around and looked at the board yet, but I knew that I had come third. And then just like turning around and kind of confirming again, looking at the board that I was in third, unbelievable. Honestly, I can't even, you can't put it into words. It's just like, all this hard work, all this training, and like immediately it's like, oh, okay, I did it.
That's incredible. Mona, I look like an insane lady sitting in studio, just like grinning ear to ear as you're describing this story. It's incredible. And for you personally, we were talking about it on the show yesterday and again today. It just, I felt like there were so many standout moments from the Olympics that basically restored faith in humanity. You could see camaraderie amongst, you know, competitors in their chosen fields. Like, were there moments for you that you really, as a viewer, that stood out for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, watching any fellow Irish person win a medal and like experience what I experienced earlier in the competition was amazing. And then to watch my, you know, teammates in swimming make semifinals and finals was also so much fun. And then, like, I think one that really stands out for me is Kelly Harrington, because I think that, like, that's just what she did is so amazing, and she's such a good person and she deserves it, and she works so hard. And I didn't really talk to her much at the last Olympics, but I got to chat with her a little bit at this Olympics, kind of in the lead up, just not even about being an athlete or anything, just like general
stuff.
And it was just so nice to kind of get an insight as to who she is as a person. And so then watching her win that medal was
incredible. We have quite the collection of medals now. Kaha wants to know if you'll come in and show us the medal. Come into studio.
I'll show you and you can look, but you can't touch because they're so fragile.
I won't touch.
And I'm so scared.
You're going to have to put it in a glass case. And Mona, it's your birthday this week.
I'm an August baby. It's the 21st. Yeah. So
yeah.
Just over a week. Yeah, I guess. I haven't even thought about it.
You're going to have to do something special. Oh my God. You definitely have to do something special. Well, congratulations and enjoy this evening. Have they given you a complete running order of what you need to do, or time, place, destination, obviously, and all that stuff?
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
Wow.
Six is all I have. So I'm along for the ride. I'm excited. I'm going to get back into the village in about 20 minutes and then take it from there.
We're going to watch you, and thank you so much for your time, because I know it's a big day for you and it's been so many incredible moments. But Mona McSherry, thank you so much for joining me on Weekend Breakfast. We really appreciate it, and continued success, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.